540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's almost a state holiday. The Brewers' home opener is tomorrow at American Family Field. The crew takes on the White Sox with first pitch at 1:10. Late morning tailgaters can expect mild weather in the 50s and 60s and mostly cloudy skies with rain holding off until later in the afternoon. Fans are being told to plan ahead with getting to the ballpark. There is a lot of construction around AmFam Field. You can check a new website the Brewers built with the DOT for parking and travel updates. A Milwaukee man is facing felony charges for allegedly breaking several statues inside the Church of the Jesuit on the Marquette campus. Police say 29-year-old Demetrius Henderson caused more than $2,500 in damage last week. Police say they found him inside the church after getting a report of someone throwing and smashing things. Henderson now faces a felony vandalism charge. Washington County's plan to sell its former UW campus is facing a legal challenge. JS Online reports the Washington County Charitable Foundation has sued to block the $3 million sale to Ozaukee Christian School, saying the property was improved using donations meant for public education. Washington County Executive Josh Showman says he expects state funding to make the deal fair. Negotiations on the sale of the campus are still in progress. A former Milwaukee cop shared gang rivals' home addresses with a criminal contact and now faces 5 years behind bars. Juwan Madlock, once with District 6, pleaded guilty to corruption charges like lying to the feds and illegal gun deals. The judge went lighter than the 13 years prosecutors wanted. Early voting is now underway in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin for the spring election. You can vote early through April 5th with Milwaukee City Hall offering extended hours, including Easter Sunday. Outside Milwaukee, local schedules vary. You can see your ballot and where you can vote early at myvote.wi.gov. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keen. Francesca Hong is out front, but there's still a lot undecided. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows the Madison State Representative leading Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor with 14% support. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is close behind at 11%. While most Democratic voters remain undecided, on the Republican side, Congressman Tom Tiffany leads with 40%, far ahead of Andy Manske at 6%. The poll also shows most voters haven't picked a side yet in the state Supreme Court race. Those candidates, Chris Taylor and Maria Lazar, debate tonight. Governor Tony Evers is signing a new bill into law that aims to ease overcrowding in hospitals. The next of kin bill will let immediate family members approve transfers from hospitals to rehab centers without having to get court-appointed guardianship. Officials with Amplify Health by Gunderson say they've been wanting for this bill to pass because it would help ease crowd issues at hospitals. Officials say the bill's passing is helping the hospital's goal of caring for the entire community. Microsoft is changing how it works with cities on new data center projects. The company announced it will stop using non-disclosure agreements, which kept early planning details secret. Towns like Beaver Dam, Kenosha, Janesville, and Menominee have all signed NDAs in the past. Microsoft says it's now working to end any that remain, like in Racine County. A proposal to outlaw those agreements in Wisconsin failed to pass before the session ended last week. And if you're traveling to the Milwaukee season opener, you're asked to allow for a little extra time to get to American Family Field. The ballpark is in the middle of the I-94 East-West Freeway construction project. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says the traffic patterns around the stadium could delay thousands of fans who are headed into tomorrow's opener against the Chicago White Sox. The Brewers say they're hiring 3 sheriff's deputy crews and a tow truck to clear disabled vehicles from the freeway in order to keep traffic moving. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Opening day tomorrow. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' opening day is tomorrow at AmFam Field. Right-hander Jacob Mizorowski gets the start from Milwaukee against the Chicago White Sox right-hand pitcher Shane Smith. I asked the 23-year-old Mizorowski from Missouri if he had any fond memories of attending an opening day ball game.
You know, honestly, I don't think I've ever been to an opening day. I think all my opening days were on TV. You know, I was playing some other sport, doing something else. So it's going to be kind of fun to finally be at one.
The Brewers made a trade yesterday. They picked up relief pitcher Jake Woolford from the Rays in exchange for minor league pitcher Casey Hunt. NBA, the Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trailblazers. Doc Rivers getting upset after being asked about the Bucks losing 10 of their last 14 games.
Did we win the last game? Right. But my point is, yeah, but we won the last game. So clearly, they showed up the next game, right? This is not like we got blown out 40 games in a row.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 63 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 45. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe an isolated thunderstorm at some point with a high 61 in the morning with falling temperatures through the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.